Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Young Israel Passaic Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Tonight's shiur is a Maseches Brachos Daf Nuntes, and the topic is brainstorming, discussing the Brachos on thunder and lightning. The Mishnah Nadal Amar Aleph brings down the following two halachos. First, it says Alazikin, Alazavaos, on earthquakes and comets on earthquakes, Al Haraamim Vel Haruchos on thunder, on strong winds, Vel Habirakim and lightning. Omer, he says the following, Baruch Shekocho Gvuraso Molei Olam. Then, in a separate halacha, the Mishnah says, Al Harim Vel Hagvaos, on mountains and valleys, Al Hayamim Vel Haneharos, on seas and rivers, the Al Hamid Baros, and on deserts, Omer, he says, Baruch Osa Maase Bereshis. We see a bracha for thunder and lightning, and other weather-related issues, and weather-related brachos. And then you have also these natural brachos. The weather-related brachos basically get a shekocho gvuraso molei olam, our practice notwithstanding. We'll hopefully talk about that at the end. And as far as the natural resource brachos, they are osa maase bereshis. So the Gemara on Nuntes, Ardaf, asked the following question and says, it sounds like from this Mishnah that the brachos are mutually exclusive, meaning the thunder and lightning weather category is only exclusively shekocho gvuraso molei olam, and the mountain bodies of water category is exclusively osa maase bereshis. And the Gemara says, atu kolhani da amran ar hashta, all these that you mentioned above, before, all these weather-related questions and weather-related categories, Lav Maase Bereshis Ninu, but they're not considered to be works of creation. They're not Maase Bereshis. Vaksiv Barakim Lamata Rasa, Hashem made lightning for the rain. So what the Gemara is really asking, is why can't we say Osa Maase Bereshis on thunder and lightning? We have a concept of brachos needing to match what they're being made on for them to be meaningful. Meaning, you can't just say Hamotzi on an apple. As while the words Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz are true, no matter what food you're making it on, it's not considered to be meaningful to say it when you're holding an apple, because an apple is not Lechem, it's not bread. However, if one says Shehakol on bread, B'dievet is still considered to be a good bracha, because again, it's part of Hakol. It's considered to be part of all foods. In our case, thunder and lightning are Maase Bereshis. They are natural wonders of Hashem. So why can't you say Osa Maase Bereshis on them? So the Gemara actually recalculates and redirects how we understand this Mishnah and gives us a new understanding of the Mishnah. Like usual, there is more than one. Amar Abaye, Abaye's opinion is, Korochutani. What are we supposed to do? We combine both halachos of the Mishnah into one. And understanding the Mishnah as such. Alazikin, Zavaos, Ra'amim, Ruchos, Barakim, Harim Gavaos Yamim Naharos Midbaros on everything. Omer Baruch Shekocho Gvuraso Molei Olam and Baruch Osa Maase Bereshis, that both brachos apply to all situations. Rav has a different understanding, and he says the brach of Osa Maase Bereshis is on all of them. Thunder and lightning, mountains and water. Shekocho Gvuraso Molei Olam, however, only goes on thunder and lightning. As Rav says, Rav Omar, Hasim Evarak Tarsi, Baruch Shekocho Gvuraso Molei Olam, the Osa Maase Bereshis. When you're talking about their thunder and lightning, you make both brachos, Hacha, by the other natural events, Osa Maase Bereshis, Ika, Shekocho Gvuraso Molei Olam, Leika. So that's how Abaye and Rava get out of the question. Abaye says both brachos apply to all phenomenon. And Rabbi says, we make a distinction between thunder and lightning and everything else. Thunder and lightning have two, the other brachos have one. Now, Rav, of course, his explanation, though, could be understood in two different ways. On one hand, you can say that when Rabbi says that there are two brachos, it means that whenever you see thunder, you have to make two brachos. Whenever you see lightning, you have to make two brachos. But there is, however, another way to understand it. And the other way to understand it is, maybe it means there are two possible brachos you can make on thunder and lightning. That's to say, if you see thunder, you can make either Shekocho Gvuraso Molei Olam or either Osa Masa Bereshis. And if you see lightning, you can also make either Shekohu V'rosu Mali Olam or Osa Masa Bereshis. But clearly, you don't make both of them. That's the question that you have in trying to understand Rava. And naturally, like in most cases, if you had to be a betting man, I would tell you that this case is in fact a Machlokas Rishonim, and sure enough, it is another example of how a statement of Gemara could be understood in two different ways. What is the basic Machlokas Rishonim? So we have, on one side, the Ravid and Rashi say, you need both. Let's see Rashi's understanding from the comments that Rashi makes regarding Abaye. Because again, really, what does Rava do? Rava takes Abaye's opinion, and instead of applying it to all areas, only applies what Abaye says to thunder and lightning. When Abaye says Kro Chutani, meaning you put everything together, Rava's going to say, we don't put everything together. What we're going to do instead, we're going to just put thunder and lightning together. Okay, fine. So how does Rashi explain Abaye? Rashi says, Bikulu, Krochutani Bikulu, Baruch Osa Masi Bereshis, U Varuch Shekocho Gvorosu Mali Olam. Krochutani Lakulu Bechada Bava, put them two together in one case, Vial Kulam Shte Brachos Alalu, and on both of them you have to make both brachos. So Rashi clearly says that whichever you're doubling, you need to have both at a time. However, Tosos writes differently, and Tosos says, Piresh, what does it mean? Omer Ohai, Ohai. Either say this one, in other words, Osa Masa Bereshis, or say this one, Shekochu Gvorosu Mali Olam. Eiza Sheyirtza, V'chein Pireish Rav Alphas, and that's how the Riff learns it out. So you see a machlokas between Rashi and the Ravid and the Riff. Now, of course, whenever we have a statement like this, or a machlokas like this, again, it's always important to first understand what exactly are the disagreeing about, what Nakuda separates them, how are they understanding the Gemara differently? And of course, once you've understood that and figured out what the difference between the two, what that point is that they're disagreeing on or that they're understanding differently, then we have to see potential nafkaminas or differences between the two. Because again, by just explaining a difference between a machlokas without giving a nafkamina, then the machlokas is academic and that is meaningful. But when you find actual different understandings in the halacha, so then, you really see that the difference does make a difference. Whereas my Rebbe used to say, my Rebbe used to say, you need a chiluk to be mechalik. And often I remember him saying to a boy or a fellow in the shir who gave an answer to try to make a distinction between two things, and he would say, your chiluk, your difference, is not mechalik, doesn't show the difference. Okay. So here's what we have. So there's a sefer that came out many years ago in Eretz Yisrael. It's called Sefer Bikurei Eretz. And the Sefer Bikurei Eretz offers the following hesber. According to Rashi and the Ravid, basic rule, the brachos of Osa Masa Bereshis and Shekocho Gvorosu Mali Olam are generated from two mechayevs, meaning there are two factors. Each bracha has its own factor obligating you to make the bracha. According to the Shita of Tosos and the Rif, there is only one mechayev, only one factor that obligates you in making the bracha. And that bracha could be, that chiyuv could be expressed in two different ways, either through a shekochu gvorosu mali olam or through an osa masa bereshis. Rashi explains that the bracha of osa masa bereshis is generated by one who experiences one of the natural phenomena, either via seeing or via hearing. Shekochu gvorosu mali olam comes from experiencing something that's not constant in nature, but rather appears and comes and goes at different intervals or periods of time. Since lightning and thunder possess both, there's a chiyuv to recite both. Other phenomena, such as mountains and rivers, they're constant. They're always there. You don't say, wow, the mountain appeared from nowhere. You don't say the river appeared from nowhere. That's always there. So therefore, they're only going to require the bracha of being a natural phenomenon. And that's the bracha of Osa Masa Bereshis. However, when something like thunder and lightning, which come and go, which wasn't there before, and now it's there, they take on the second chiyuv as well, and that's the chiyuv of seeing a change in nature, and that's expressed through shekochu gvorosu mali olam. The Shita of Tosos and the Rif seem to say that both Osa Masa Bereshis and shekochu gvorosu mali olam have the same chiyuv, that you're experiencing a phenomenon of nature with your senses. there really is the same type of bracha, and therefore, both are interchangeable. To add to this, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud, Halacha Yedalid, the Rambam follows the same Mahalich, but has a teeny little different twist on it. The Rambam writes, and I'm just going to quote towards the end, or just read in the beginning, and we'll skip a little bit. The Rambam says, Al Rucho Shenashvi Bezaaf, on very stormy winds, on Barakim Val Ramim, on lightning and thunder, and so on. Getting to the end of the Halacha, Al Kol Echad Me'elu Mevarech Baruch Shekochel V'rosom Mali Olam, you make the Baruch of Shekochel V'rosom Mali Olam, V'imrotza, but if you want, Mevarech Osa Ma'aseh Bereishis. So what happens, it seems to be, that the Rambam is definitely following this position of reciting one bracha. However, the Rambam seems to prefer Shekoch Gvuroso Mali Olam over Osa Ma'aseh Bereishis. Why is he going ahead and doing this? So, the Bikurei Eretz has this idea, and he bases it on the following rule that we say by brachos. We have a general rule. The more specific a bracha, the higher level, and the more meaningful a Shevach it is to Hashem. For example, when we have foods, you have a Borei Pri Adama, which means Hashem creates everything from the ground. But then there's Borei Pri Eitz, where Hashem creates things from a tree. That's a higher form of bracha. Since these natural phenomena here reflect also the Gvura Hashem, Shekochu Gvuroso Mali Olam is more meaningful, and it's more meaningful to recite that bracha on them as opposed to Osa Ma'aseh Bereishis, which is a little bit more generic. While both brachos have the same mechayev, Shekochu is deemed a higher quality because it's more specific. If you want to use the parallel idea for food, you can say also, just like by apples and potatoes, they both have a chiyuv of, or just like say by an apple, it's used. There's a chiyuv is generated by eating, the mechayev is eating. But we see that there is the chachila bracha of ha'etz and the bidyevet bracha, which counts of ha'adama. So too over here, the mechayev is seeing one of these phenomena that appears. But what do you see? Shekochel is a higher level than Osa Ma'aseh Bereishis. What nafkaminas could we have come up between the opinion of Rashi and the opinion of the Rambam and, let's say, Tosos in the Rif? So, one nafkamina is to understand the psak that's brought down by the Yerushalmi, which is also found in the Shulchan Aruch. The Yerushalmi writes, if a person was in the bathroom or was indisposed and he hears thunder and sees lightning, so if he can go out within Tokrei Dibor, he should make the bracha. If he can't, then he doesn't. What's the idea behind this Yerushalmi? So the Bikurei Eretz says, this is going to actually be going only according to the Shita of Rashi and the Ravid, that the bracha of Shekoch Gvuroso Mali Olam is not just a bracha made on nature with a higher specificity, but rather it's a special bracha itself that's made on nature that comes and goes. And that's the Chadish. Since the thunder and lightning just come, they generate this chiyuv. And if you happen to miss it, so then you miss it. Interestingly, neither the Rif nor the Rambam bring this halacha down. Here is another halacha that's brought down. Another nafkamina, which also comes from the Yerushalmi, and basically says that really, when it comes to most of these birchos hariyah, when it comes to birchos hariyah, we usually have, you know, you see something every 30 days, you make the bracha. If you see it within 30 days, you don't make the bracha. However, when it comes to storms, we say within the same storm, you make a bracha. What's the difference? What do we mean by the same storm? That if it's raining, you see thunder, you hear thunder, you see lightning. And then the sky clears up. And then shortly while after, you have another thunderstorm. So in that case, you'd have to make the bracha again. Now, what's the idea behind this year? So if we understand that this bracha is specifically made on what nature that comes and goes, something that regenerates itself, like the thunder and lightning, like Rashi and the Ravid say, we can understand it. But if you're going to say it's just like the Rambam and the Rif and Tosfos, that it's just a plain, simple phenomenon of nature with just a higher form of bracha, so in that case, you wouldn't have the shear. And in fact, the Rif and the Rambam don't bring this down. The difficulty, though, exists is because the Shulchan Aruch and the Rush do bring down these cases. They do bring down these two nafkaminas, but they also, what do? They follow the approach of Tosos and the Rush that says you only make one bracha on thunder and lightning. So how would they understand these two halachos, the one about Tokhnei Dibor and the one about the sky clearing up? So the Bikurei Eretz explains that really the Rosh and then later the Shulchan Aruch have a different understanding than the Rambam and the Rif. And that is, they're going to be a little bit more like Rashi and say that a natural phenomenon that comes and goes generates its own heat. Where are they differing? They are differing in the sense that as opposed to Rashi and the Ravid who say that, Shekochel Grurasom Ali Olam is the only bracha that works for this. They're going to say that Osem Asa Bereshis could work for this also. And really the difference between the two is, does an act of nature that comes and goes take on itself a brand new bracha of Shekochel Grurasom Ali Olam? Or do we say that exclusively? Or do we say it could also be covered by Osem Asa Bereshis? And in fact, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Chaf Dalet, the Reish Chaf Zayin, writes the following: Al Brokim Barahamim Val Rucho Shenosh Bezav, Al Kolecha Viechar Omer, Osa Masa Bereches, Vim Yirtze Yomar Shekoch Vorosim Al Yomar. So you can say either one, and that kind of fits in with the way we're understanding this. Interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah brings down our practice, and that, of course, our practice is that on thunder we make Shekochel Grurasom Ali Olam, and lightning we make Osem Asa Bereshis. And the reason the Mishnah Berurah says, because thunder demonstrates pure power. Lightning doesn't necessarily demonstrate power. It does have electrical power, that's true. But there are other benefits that lightning has. We don't really see any benefits that thunder has. Except maybe what Rav Chus B'dai says in the Gemara, Rav Alexandri says in the Gemara, which tells you it's instill fear in people's hearts. But the truth is, though, because Shekochel is more of a power, so the thunder is more of a power item, that's why he gets the Shekochel, while lightning gets the Osem Asa Bereshis. Have a wonderful week.